Artemisia, growing here in Arusha, Tanzania, has been used in Chinese traditional medicine for centuries and is now in great demand for its malaria-fighting properties, especially the ability to attack malaria that is resistant to all other medication. The World Health Organization recognizes Artemisia's special properties and has issued guidelines for cultivating the plant and harvesting its medicinal ingredient. The WHO is trying to ensure a sustainable supply of the drug artemisinin to meet growing demand. Enough artemisinin-based anti-malarial therapies have been produced to help more than 80 million people. But WHO estimates that 600 million people need the medicine. Most who suffer from drug-resistant malaria live in Africa, often in impoverished areas. At Cameroon's University of Yaoundé, Professor Wilfred Mbachan worries that artemisinin shortages could lead to counterfeiting.
If ever the artemisinin should run short in supply of that active ingredient, then we're bound to see counterfeiting enter. Now, there have been talks on whether to synthetically manufacture the active ingredient and how to proceed about that. And I think that we will see an increase in the level of concern for producing the raw material, not only in Asia, but also in other parts of Africa.
The quantity and quality of artemisinin that an Artemisia plant produces can vary greatly, according to climate, geography, and other factors. These plants are young, but in 6 months they will grow to their full height, 2 meters. WHO says soil quality, temperature, and rainfall have a big effect on whether a plant produces high-quality artemisinin. Azat is the most promising new drug used in anti-malaria combination therapy. Composed of a form of artemisinin and another highly effective medication, it also has the benefit of reduced dosage. Patients take only 6 pills over a 3-day period compared to 24 for other therapies. This increases the chances of successful treatment, especially among young children. Despite such progress, medical experts say the malaria crisis is not yet over for scores of nations. Dr. Ewa Marie Kolsak is executive director of the International Rollback Malaria Partnership.
This is an advancement, but we cannot say that it's the only drug or it is just like the panacea. It's one step forward in the right direction to help people to have access to drugs.
Dr. Kolsak says more new anti-malaria medication should be available soon.
In the 2 years coming, we have with this partnership around 4 new drugs we will be able to come on the market.
Malaria kills more than 1 million people a year. Most of the victims are children in Africa. Barry Wood, VOA News.
They have given the anticonvulsant, the conversions will be.